from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Terrorism in Germany. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Tuesday authorities are assuming a truck attack that killed at least 12 people and injured nearly 50 others at a crowded open-air market in Berlin was an act of terrorism. She says there is much we still do not know with sufficient certainty, but we must, as things stand now, assume it was a terrorist attack. I know it would be especially hard for all of us to bear if it were confirmed that the person who committed this act was someone who sought protection and asylum in Germany. This would be especially despicable for the many, many Germans who day in and day out are actively working for the refugees. The truck plowed into the market outside of the landmark Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church Monday evening as Germans celebrated the Christmas season. A man who was suspected to be the driver was arrested about 2 kilometers away, but now Berlin's police chief is casting doubt on whether he's the real perpetrator. A second person found inside the truck died at the scene while undergoing medical treatment. The Russian and Turkish presidents have agreed the assassination of Russia's ambassador to Turkey will not harm ties between the two countries. Two countries' foreign minister laid flowers today at the portrait of Ambassador Andrei Karlov in Moscow, who was shot and killed by an off-duty policeman Monday in an apparent protest against Russia's deadly involvement in Syria. The 22-year-old assassin, who was himself killed by security forces, yelled, "Don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria." Three other people were wounded. Russian President Vladimir Putin condemned the killing as an act of terrorism aimed at undermining bilateral efforts to resolve the conflict in Syria. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News.